January 21, 2022, 8 a.m. in the morning, I heard the word invasion. And this is what I heard the Lord say. I believe this is a Canada word. This is for Canada, but it's also for those countries that are facing great turmoil right now. Just as you will see foreign boots on your soil, so I am sending my angel armies to invade you, says the Spirit of God. In your churches, in your homes, in your parliament, and in your schools, I am going to flow through your towns and cities and places of business, and even your court systems. Just as the enemy has tried to trip you up and damage your left shoulder, I am causing my people to brace themselves up against further onslaught of the opposition. For my right hand of justice shall sweep across your land, and many things shall be uprooted, and the curtain pulled back for all to see. I am moving and I am exposing those who are performing wickedness undercover. For too long you have allowed him to run rampant in your leaders, but now I will strip them naked, and their nakedness shall be seen by many. They have been sneaking in and infiltrating you from the inside, and now the corruption has taken hold of even those whose hearts were once for me, says the Lord. As I pull back and reveal the wickedness in dark places, what will you do with it? The choice is yours, my Canada, for I have always given you free will to choose your way. So choose wisely and seek my face. Seek the counsel of wisdom, for only with wisdom will you know the next steps to take. I have sent my prophets to warn you, but many speak only good things as they are infiltrating their own thoughts into their words. My thoughts are not your thoughts, and my ways are not your ways. I am cleaning house. It's spring cleaning time. Wash your walls. Clean out your closets. Let nothing hidden remain. Dirty secrets must now be dealt with and repented of. Render your hearts, release your hang-ups, and I will do a mighty cleansing in your land. This land is my land. This land is your land, and I am about to invade it with my presence. My presence is my glory. My glory is the very essence of my presence. Do you want revival? To really see what revival I have planned? Turn to me and see what I am doing. Even now, in the hearts of those who turn their faces to me and seek my heart. This is a revival of the heart, of love. The love my son has for you is immeasurable. He sacrificed all he had to give, his life, so that you might be one with him and me, says God. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, all in one, moving in the hearts of the nation. Your children shall once again be as children should, as I do a mighty healing in their bodies, souls, and spirits. Innocence and youthfulness shall be restored. many will call on my name in this hour as you witness the invasion of my glory, moving from heart to heart, home to home, and throughout the nation. I am putting Canada back on track, and she shall once again move with freedom, and peace shall be restored when I am done with her. Be still and listen to wisdom, for with her I shall give you understanding to know what steps to take as you face the giants in the land. Work together in unity, for I have given different gifts to different people, and the only way to accomplish this is in unity, one with me and one with each other. Winds of change are here now. The frozen land will thaw out with the blowing of my breath in you and through you, says the Spirit of the Living God. For you shall go out with joy and be led forth in peace, and the mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Isaiah 55, verse 12. May the Lord bless his word, and may you receive it.